In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's coolest conversations time in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'll be chatting shortly with Andy Babiuk. He began his music career as a bass player in Rochester, New York's Chesterfield Kings back in the late 70s. In 2024, they reformed after a 15-year hiatus and now finds him fronting the group. Their latest single, Your Strange Love, is a recent coolest song in the world, out on Wicked Cool Records as a single. And we're going to hear a little bit of it now, followed by my talk with Andy on Your Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Conversations time here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred with you, and I'm joined today by musician, producer, and author Andy Babiuk. He fronts the long-running Rochester, New York band, the Chesterfield Kings. After a 15-year hiatus, they reformed and last year released their album, We're Still All the Same. And that album features a track, Your Strange Love, which is now available as a single, and it's this week's coolest song in the world. Andy, my friend, how are you?
Really good, Manfred. Good to talk to you again.
Good to speak with you again. You know, we did just see each other on the cruise, Underground Garage cruise. We sailed together on the maiden voyage. How did it go for you guys?
It was absolutely wonderful. We had a blast. It was great to hang out with tons of friends, tons of old friends like yourself. We got to tip a few together, and that was great. But then we got to meet a lot of new people, so that was great too.
So had you ever sailed on a cruise before?
Never. And if you gave me tickets to the presidential suite for me and my wife to go, I'd say, I don't want to go. It was totally worth going on the Little Stephen cruise because it was a ball. We had a blast.
Hey, man, let's talk about this week's coolest song of the world, Your Strange Love. It's a single off of last year's album, We're Still All the Same. Why put it out as a single?
Well, it was one of the songs that Stephen and I worked on together. And originally I had this idea and I had named the song Your Love is Strange. And it's interesting, and you could probably, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you work with Stephen as well. Sometimes you get a phone call from Stephen and he's like, yeah, I like that, but we're going to call it Your Strange Love. And like, he kind of rewrote the lyrics, and when it had a little bit different vibe to it, a bit of a Venus and Furs kind of thing, and I thought it was great. And he wanted us to add a tambura to it, which we did. And and it kind of got lengthy, and like I think that the version that's on the album's like 5.5 minutes or something like that. Which,
yeah, it's definitely around five. Yeah.
Yeah. So Stephen, so we got to edit this now. We'll do a radio edit and we'll play that on the radio. So that's why it's coming out as a single.
And when did you initially get the idea for the song?
So it was probably 2020, early 2023, somewhere around there. You know, I was, I've always loved the easy beats, you know, Fridays on My Mind, that alternating the outer notes of the chord, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I was messing around with that one day. I always get inspired by just songs that I like. And I sit down with a guitar and fucking around with it, mess with, you know, what, oh, okay. And then you kind of go into a daze and kind of create your own wacky stuff. So that's kind of how the song germinated from the start.
Yeah, and what I like that you were saying initially had this kind of Venus and Furs sort of element to it. Are you much of a Velvet Underground fan?
Oh, big time, yeah. The thing I was referring to was lyrically, you know, Stephen took a twist into more of an S&M kind of thing, which I had planned something else, and he took it into that stratosphere in a pretty interesting and fun way. You know, I guess you'll have to listen to the song, listen to the lyrics. And I thought it was really great. But Stephen has that way of taking a song when you write with him and take it into another path, which is great. And that's why I love writing songs with the guy.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the album version's around five, and the single's like more like 2.5-ish, pushing three. Was there much discussion about how to edit it? What to do to shorten it? Did you consult with Stephen when you guys were editing it?
We had cut the album in August of 2023, and then I went surfing to Hawaii in September, and I remember sitting on the beach talking to Stephen on the phone, and Ed Stasium had just mixed it and sent it to Stephen, and Stephen came up with this edit, and so he was sending stuff to Ed, and then Ed was doing edits, and I was having a jolly old time drinking drinks on the beach and listening to Stephen's edits and Ed doing them. And it was not a bad way to mix that song.
Very cool. I think you've mentioned that before. It was just a surfing trip you took with your son.
Yeah, we go every year, every September, and we spend almost 3 weeks just sitting on the beach and we go surfing every day. It's great.
The album came out last year. There's the single from it now. When do you expect to head back into the studio and work on new material? Because, you know, we had to wait 15 years to get We're Still All the Same. You're not going to make us wait that long again, are you?
We're on top of it, Manfred. So so the album came out last October, and then this new single, and it'll have a new flip side on it. And then this August, we're going to Europe next week, actually. Playing in Scotland, England, Spain, and France. And then when we come back, we'll be in the studio doing pre-production. And then Ed Stasium will fly in from California, and we're going to record a new album in August. And as you know, even though you finish it, they'll probably be done mixing it by November. It takes almost a year for the thing to come out through the way records come out. So.
Yeah. Now, when you say you're flying, Ed is going to fly. Are you going to record it at your studio?
Oh, yeah. We always record at my studio here in Rochester. And so we bring Ed here, and he comes for like 3 weeks or so, and we just hang out and have a lot of fun. We really have fun making records. It's not like a stressful thing, and it's not a, we got to get this done or else, you know, we just have fun. We try to experiment. I have tons of stuff in the studio here, a lot of old vintage stuff that we like to use, and we have the luxury of being able to experiment when we do. And Ed's a genius at that stuff. He's made so many great records.
Well, you mentioned playing the shows overseas, upcoming. I know you got some festivals there as well. And last year, you did some shows with some other wicked cool artists like the Cocktail Slippers, Soraya, Slim Jim Phantom. I guess there was a thing at South by Southwest. And then you did a few shows after that. Are there any like wicked cool tours lined up for later in the year?
Nothing at the moment that we're announcing, but you never know. You never know. You know how it is, Manfred.
So we're going to take a listen to the B-side to Your Strange Love in a Minute, version of the cover of the Beatles tune, It's Only Love. And I guess I should say, you know, credit to Lenn McCartney, primarily written by John Lennon. The U.S. was on Rubber Soul, and the U.K. I think was on Help. But so here's what I'm getting at, that at some point Lennon was pretty critical, Meek especially be critical of those, some of the earliest stuff, but of this one, he described it as a lousy song with abysmal lyrics. But I know, you know, Gary U.S. Bonds actually did it in like an 81 and had a chart hit in the U.K. with it. But, you know, you got Lennon kind of ragging on it. You guys obviously dig it because you covered it, but what drew you to the song, right? Why do this one?
I think I liked the concept of tackling it. First of all, we never had the balls to do a Beatles song before. I never wanted to approach a Beatles song because I almost felt it was sacrilegious in a weird way. Because their stuff to me is so perfect. You know, we've obviously covered Stone songs. That's the other like big band for us that we've always loved. But the Beatles, we've never done it. And the label had asked us to do some covers for flip sides of singles. And so, you know, we toyed with the idea, why don't we do a Beatles song? But I didn't want to take a typical rock and roll song. So we did it. It's primarily acoustic, really. It doesn't, you know, the drums are very in the background. They're there, but, you know, it's not like a rocker song. And it's, like you said, it's not the one that most people that love the Beatles gravitate to first. So we wanted to do something that was not the typical song. That's why we picked it.
Well, what's funny is that to hear you say, you know, you to record something like it's almost sacrilegious, but you've written books, you know, about the Beatles or the gear that the Beatles used. Well, did you use any of the same gear on your recording?
Well, you know me, it's like when you hear it, I mean, we needed to mimic it identical, you know, because I'm that geek. And to get that weird guitar warble effect, you have to use a Vox AC30, but not any Vox AC30. You have to have like one that was built somewhere around 63. And I have a really rare 1963 AC30 with 215s, which is super rare. And it's like absolutely mint. And it has that weird vibrato effect. You'll hear it on the record. Because when you try to mimic it with tremolo or vibrato or anything else, it doesn't sound like that. And it was a very cool effect. It's two guitars. And then, of course, we use the acoustic 12 string with the capo up the neck. All the tricks to make it, well, it's the Beatles, so we had to pay homage correctly.
All right. Well, so you've, you know, mentioned you writing about the Beatles gear. Have you ever, you know, written about their songs, expressed opinions of what you think of the tunes?
You know, in the books that I've written, I never give my opinion. The books that I write are more factual, and they give information, you know, factually. I always felt that nobody cares about Andy Dubuque's opinion, you know. I mean, it's, I don't want to pontificate like what I think about something. I don't think people want to read about that. They want to read about facts. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why my books have done well, because I don't insert myself as some sort of expert that like, I'm going to tell you what I think. I just kind of present facts as what they are. So that's just kind of my method in writing, really, to be honest.
Well, I appreciate your method in writing, but now I'm going to ask you for your opinion. So this is totally what you think. So obviously, an exhaustive knowledge of what they played and what they and the songs themselves. So is there any tune that what is your favorite maligned Beatles song? Like a song other people would be kind of put down, or like, you know, like even Lennon describing his own songwriting as being lousy on that one. But you feel like, no, man, you know, I've got to hold a candle for that. You know, I want to champion this song because it's, you know, it resonates at least to yourself, much more for some whatever reason. Is there a tune, a favorite maligned Beatles song you can hold up?
It's really hard to say that because to me, like, every Beatles song is equivalently great. You know, there's obviously the oddities like, you know, Revolution Number 9 and stuff like that, where it's like, it's a Beatles song, but, you know, you know My Name, Look Up the Numbers, stuff like that, where it's like kind of, you know, crazy. But I think they're all just wonderful songs. I mean, who could write that many great songs? It's alien for any band. And it's part of our culture at this point. But I mean, for myself personally, like, my opinion is I think the Beatles in the time period from Help, Rubber Soul, and Revolver, that was their height as far as being a band. They still kind of wrote together. They did stuff together. It wasn't independent. The stuff prior to, they were still developing their songwriting style. But at that point, that's like the best work they did as a band. Like, it was still like a uniform, we're a group. And I think it shows in the songs. For me personally, one of my favorite Beatles songs is Help, the song itself. It's fucking great. It's just the Beatles being the Beatles. It's a little bit of Beatlemania, but it's them beyond Beatlemania. It's just great. And it's still the epitome of the excitement of what everybody liked about the Beatles initially.
Andy, thank you again for chatting with me for our Coolest Conversations.
Always good talking to you, Manfred. Thank you.
All right, we're going to give your B-side a spin. It's Only Love from the Chesterfield Kings in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Some of their cover of the Beatles song It's Only Love. That was a Chesterfield Kings here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Andy Babiuk for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Singer-songwriter Willie Nile, he's a longtime favorite of ours in the Underground Garage. His latest album is called The Great Yellow Light, and he's going to join us next time around to tell us all about it. That's Willie Nile on your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. It's
only love that is all. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.